You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And Jesus strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. If you haven't noticed so far in the Gospel of Luke, it becomes clear in these verses that the ongoing question is, who is this Jesus? In the last verse of our reading yesterday, Peter confesses for the first time, "You are the Christ of God." We know that Peter wavers, however, as time goes on, denying Jesus three times. Immediately after Peter's confession, the Lord himself explains the kind of Messiah he would be, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, be killed, and on the third day be raised." Jesus then went on to explain that as he would go to the cross, so also his followers were being called to take up their cross daily and come after him. This is the kind of Messiah Jesus was, the kind who would give up his life willingly and expect his disciples to do the same. The Lord then takes Peter, James, and John to the mountain to pray. And there again, his identity is confirmed as his appearance was altered. His clothes became dazzling white, and he's seen with Moses and Elijah, proclaiming him the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. But even more, the voice from heaven out of the cloud anoints Jesus again as Son of God, his chosen one, to whom they should listen. Again and again, the disciples and the world are seeing who Jesus is and why he came. As we draw near to Holy Week, let's ponder and listen to this Son of God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, open our ears that we may hear you as you speak to us. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: sit silently, briefly today. Listen. What words of Jesus from Scripture come to you?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.